I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. Hai and Chuen's families never knew each other when they lived in Vietnam in the 1960s. But they shared a common bond. They were victims of religious persecution and lived in constant fear for their lives. As the Viet Cong took over their country, Hai's family was in Saigon the day the city fell.
So then I went by boat right at the day that that Saigon fell, which is April 30, 1975. One vivid picture that I always remember is as we drive down to the boat place, there's a tank coming right behind us.
They found their way onto a small boat where they huddled with many other refugees under tarps, praying they would make it to safe water. They drifted at sea for days without help. With supplies exhausted, everyone feared they would perish at sea. Fortunately, no one did. All were rescued by an American ship, which brought them to Guam. Within a year, a church in Louisiana sponsored Hai's family, and they came to America. They lived in Louisiana for a few years, and then through a relationship with the Vietnamese Christian Church, they moved to Virginia before settling in Lancaster. For Chuen, conditions were bad in the area where she lived, but she still did not want to leave Vietnam.
I mean, like when I first stepped on the boat, I did not want to come to America. I told you that my grandma raised me for all those years, so I just want to get caught so I can return to Vietnam. But I think God saved me all those 5 days from the boat.
Ultimately, her mother knew they had to leave the country for their safety. They came to the U.S. and initially settled in California. Chuen didn't care for California. Fortunately, she had relatives who lived in different parts of the country, including an uncle who lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She visited her uncle, too, one summer and enjoyed her stay so much, she approached her mother about moving in to live with one of her closest relatives. With her mother's approval, she moved to Lancaster in 1979 to begin rebuilding her life. When I asked Hai and Chuen how they met, they both laughed. Hai knew Chuen's uncle, too, through participation in youth group at the Vietnamese church, where Tu was a leader.
I think I told Hai that my niece would come in to live with me, and he kind of joking around, like, you know, is she cute and is she pretty? And, you know, I told him that, you know, she's very cute. And I think he starts showing some interest before she even get here.
But her uncle says, like, there's a couple guys at my age. He's like, hey, who want to go pick up my niece? You know, and okay, we'll go. But then somehow the other two guys was busy. So I went with him. Yeah, so I pick her up, and I guess she saw my charm. I don't know. And then
was it love at first sight?
A couple months later.
Chuen and Hai spent a lot of time together at youth group gatherings the summer she moved to Lancaster, getting to know one another. Honoring tradition, Hai went to Tu to seek his approval to date his niece.
Some other time after that, and he came to me and asked me for a blessing that to date her. So, you know, I know Hai, and I know he a good guy, and we go to the same church, so I grant him a permission.
And after about a year of dating, Hai and Chuen were married. Like many other Vietnamese refugees who came to America, Chuen and Hai were very industrious. Their parents worked very hard, initially in low-paying jobs, and worked very long hours. They passed along the importance of hard work and perseverance to succeed in this country. While these values were important, they were not the most important values to live by. Not nearly as important as living out their faith, loving their family, and being good citizens of their adopted country. Hai and Xuan worked very hard from the time they were first married. He started out as a mechanic and was hired by a local Toyota dealer before starting his own business. Xuan began working at Warner Lambert, now Johnson & Johnson, and has worked there for the past 29 years. After only 1 year of being married, they managed to save up enough money to buy a new house.
Great that we have our parents. So first when we got married, we stayed with them for a little bit. Okay. And then...
You stayed with your parents?
My parents.
Okay.
And then later on, my brother bought a house close by.
Okay.
So we went and stayed with them...
6 months, both of them, six months.
Yeah, 6 months. Okay. And then we have enough money saved up, then we bought our first house in East Petersburg.
Xuan and Hai like to call themselves Generation 1.5. Their parents, who fled Vietnam, being first generation, their children, Jacqueline, now 13, Victoria, 19, and Julianne, 22, the second generation, and thoroughly American. They feel they are a bridge between generations, trying to preserve the traditions and customs of their homeland, while at the same time helping their children to assimilate and be successful in their adopted country. One tradition the first generation began that continues is every year members of Hai's family gather for a reunion, which includes something called circle time.
Family, our big family, all we get together, you know, at least once a year, usually twice a year, just to sit around what we call circle time. It's sometimes it's very long, lengthy, you know, for the kids. They're like, oh, this is too long, like 2 hours. And what we do there is each family get to tell their story, you know, what happened, you know, past year, if anything they need to give praise or anything they need pray. So we have to, you know, share that way everybody up to par what what it is. And then they, my parents, close with prayer.
That's
nice. So we call it circle times. And then later on, you know, we sometimes we split them in two generations. The older stay and then listen to my mom preach or lecture, you know, it's all depend how you look at it, you know.
It is in community where Hai and Xuan find life's greatest blessings. It starts with their commitment and involvement in the Vietnamese Christian church, where they are greatly respected and appreciated by younger and older members. Their involvement extends from being part of the worship team, in which all three of their daughters still participate, to Xuan being a deacon ministering to members of the older generation, to Hai shoveling snow, cutting grass, and being Mr. Fix-It for the church.
We are so glad to have Hai and Yun in our church because they are the go-to man and woman. Everything that we need when we in need of to do something, like for Yun to coordinate a event, you know, take care of the food, and she kind of like organize who doing what to, you know, what kind of food they bring, and you know, she organize all that. So, and Hai, he one man, we call him one man band because he do everything, you know, from taking care outside the church, the lawn, plow the snow in the winter time. Church have something need to be fixed, or you know, he know a lot of people, and he also have a connection up with a lot of people, so he get things done, you know.
Along with church, family and friends are two other important communities to Hai and Xuan. As working parents, raising three daughters in a new country was challenging, particularly during their teenage years. But they're seeing rewards of their efforts. Their oldest daughter, Julianne, is a third-year nursing student, and signs in her maturity have not gone unnoticed by both Xuan and Hai.
But like Hai say, you know, I can see the big change for my oldest one, and she's a adulthood now, so she care and she understand what you've been through, and mm-hmm. she have more compassion for us than she used to. So
she's able to talk about that with
you? Yeah, she will question and talk and mm-hmm. Grow out.
Yeah, she come to our defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she come to our defense.
What do you mean by that?
If the middle or young one, you know, get out of line, or if they don't listen to us and stuff like that, or we ask them to do something, then they do wrong, mm-hmm. then she steps in.
Okay.
And she side with us or mm-hmm. whoever, and she speak out.
Really a sense of emotional maturity.
Yeah.
Along with their church and family communities, Xuan and Hai have built a community of wonderful friends. One key relationship is with Barbara. Barbara, who has a great sense of humor, has been a mentor to Xuan and so much more.
Well, I've been telling her, I call her my fake daughter, I'm her fake mother. I tell her and my daughter that they're too busy. She is just, she has a servant's heart. Mm-hmm. She does. And she just is into people. And maybe that's why we bond too, because I'm into people. I'm into,
yeah, it's very apparent.
If you have a need, I'll help you if I can.
The two of them work second shift together and got to know one another very well, including helping each other struggle through many difficult times. Barbara, Xuan's soulmate, was amazed at how Xuan was able to manage working second shift and being such a wonderful parent to her girls.
She just is so into all her children, and that's good.
Yeah.
Some parents just don't care at all.
Right.
And she's there for her kids and guiding them, and even when she worked second shift, she parented them. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. She would call them on break time and say, you know, did you have your devotions?
Right.
Did you practice your violin? And talk to her about, you know, other things too.
Right.
And she parented them, all of them, from second shift. Now she's on first shift now. Mm-hmm. But it just worked for them.
Right.
You know, she could take them, to, like when they were in kindergarten or if they were sick, she could be home with them in the morning. And, you know, it all depends how bad the sickness was. Stay home. But, But she parented from second shift.
Over time, Barbara became not only Xuan's friend, but a dear friend of the entire family. They've shared many memorable moments together, including birthdays, graduations, and anniversaries. She's witnessed the special relationship Hai and Xuan enjoy with each other.
They have a good relationship from an outsider looking in and conversations with her. I see him totally supporting her and loving her, and he's like the fun guy to the more serious person, and so he brings humor into their relationship, and she might bring more of a, I don't know, I don't want to say steadiness, but calmness maybe. I don't know, it's just been a pleasure and an honor actually to know Duyen and Hai.
Xuan and Hai have come a long way from the war-torn country of Vietnam they had to flee. They've lived out a dream to be able to worship, free from oppression, to raise their family in a land where many opportunities exist, where hard work and perseverance are rewarded, and to become good citizens of the United States. They live each day with grateful hearts and service to others.
Like sometimes the people, if they have problems, they got like stay back and, you know, give up everything, don't do anything, but they overcome all kind of difficulty that they have to deal with, you know, at work or at their job. But throughout all the difficulty in life, but they always depend on the Lord to work it out. And
their faith is strong.
Yeah, their faith is strong.
I think probably the biggest thing that helps her is that I think she has a thankful heart and she appreciates what she has, what she has been given. I think she appreciates her relationships with people. I think her and Hai have adjusted really great. I mean, I don't know how the struggles in the beginning, but to me, they just seem like they've always been here.
Hai and Xuan know that they have been blessed, and they are a blessing to others.